Recording it for posterity. Forever and ever and ever and ever.
Have you guys ever seen the, what's it called now? The mysterious ticking noise?
The Potter Puppet.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Potter Puppet is
catchy. I love that.
No, it was weird. My friend, my friend taught us like that whole like rhyme. This whole state, like in the, what's the movie called Rhyme? I didn't even know it was from that video. And then I went online and found the video. I thought it was just like naked.
Oh no, it's my kids. Yeah. My kids sing it in parts. One of my kids does the Snape. One of my kids does the Ron Weasley.
Yeah, that's what he did. He like got us all to like do it.
Yeah, my son does Dumbledore with his arms flailing. My oldest told me at one point, she's like, I think it's inappropriate. Dumbledore takes his clothes off. I was like, he's a puppet. It's actually okay. So, all right, here we go. I love that one. That makes me giggle. Hermione. Oh, YouTube. Such a great invention. All right, today what we're doing is reminding you of something that is so easy, but it's nice to have a day where the stuff we did last night was a little confusing, so it's a nice little kind of a catch-up day. And the title is called Fundamental Operations. And honestly, one of the things I've noticed as I teach this course over and over and over and over again, and I've taught this course a long time. I've been here since 1989. So I've taught this course, I know you're like, and she looks so young. Oh my God, how does she do it? Okay, you can. That's a joke. All right, never mind. All right, but one of the things I noticed was I kind of taught concepts without really looking at the overall arc of the design of the course. And that's a very hard thing to do when you're in the middle of it, is to look at the design of a course. But this book actually is designed very well, the way it discusses single term expressions, then you throw XYs into it, you throw powers into it, things like that. And one of the things I also never did was look at the titles. Fundamental operations. Anyone know what the fundamental operations are?
Addition.
Thank you.
Subtraction.
Thank you.
Multiplication
and division. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And we are going to first start performing these fundamental operations on these things around here, which are called monomials or polynomials. What does a monomial mean? Or what is a monomial? It has one term. It is an expression with one term. A binomial then would be an expression with two terms. And those two terms are linked by addition or subtraction. A binomial, it's an expression with two terms. And what is fundamentally accepted in these words? A term means things being multiplied or divided. Two terms means each of those things being multiplied or divided is being added or subtracted. That is, x plus 3 is a binomial. 5x squared y minus 2x cubed is also a binomial. This has two terms. Each of those terms is very simple. This is a monomial. This is a monomial. Put them together. It's called a binomial. That's the operation. And again, this is a term. Things that are factors. Things being added or multiplied and divided. What would the next one up be if I had three terms? Trinomial. And after that, what do we call them all?
Polynomials.
You guys are so good. So we're going to practice taking a taking some of these polynomials and doing something with them. A couple of things. The degree of a polynomial. Is the degree of the highest power term. And that is sometimes vocabulary that you might see. I have a polynomial of degree 2, it means the highest power term is an x squared. A polynomial of degree 3, highest power is an x cubed. If I see X's and Y's mixed, you tend not to see those named very much. They might be in some textbooks, but typically they aren't. Let me make sure. Also, what's the five called, since it's out in front?
Coefficient,
good. And how are polynomials listed typically? That is, let's see, I had something that starts with x cubed. What is the next term typically? X squared. What about the next term? Okay, so the degree is descending. It's a descending order degree. If you have mixes of variables, then you kind of pick one variable to start as the highest and you kind of link along the rest. That's not a big deal. Okay, we are going to take some polynomials and do things to them, just to remind you. And again, tonight's homework's going to be very easy. All right, I'm going to name, let's see, let's just start with this problem. 2x cubed plus 8x plus 8. Okay, please collect that expression. First one to a cubed. I think I said cubed, but I wrote squared. Can you change that first one to cubed? Why do you need parentheses? You don't technically need them. I wrote the problem that way, and it's not unusual in the textbooks to see what are considered separate polynomials put in their own little parentheses. You need them if you're going to subtract them, though, right? So what's the answer to the first problem? Okay, so 7x cubed
minus
6x minus 5. Everyone okay on that? 7x cubed minus 6x minus 5. I've got a 2x cubed plus a 5x cubed is 7x cubed. A 3x squared and a negative 3x squared is 0. A negative 4x and a negative 2x is a negative 6x. And a negative 6 plus 1 is negative 5. How about the next one? What if I take that same expression and put a minus in between? See what happens. What's my lead term this time? Negative 3x cubed. What's my next term? Plus 6x squared. Minus 2x. Minus 7. Everyone okay on that? Distributing the negative sign through?
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough.
Wait,
go ahead.
Plus
8 squared.
Oh, that's a 3?
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a 5.
No, 3. Same problem as above. 3 and 3. Sorry. Okay. We've added. We've subtracted. Let's practice multiplying. X squared plus 1 times x squared minus 3. What is the cute little acronym you've learned?
FOIL.
What does FOIL stand for?
First,
outside, inside, last, first, outer, inner, last. And I'll tell you, FOIL has been around since I was in high school. 8th grade was my first time having algebra. Then 7th grade was my first time having, late 70s. Oh, Mr. Fidel was my algebra, we call it algebra 1, the equivalent of algebra 2, great teacher.
And Mr. Fidel was the one who taught me FOIL, and it always made sense, and it's perfect acronym, and it's a quick way to multiply and get, what would you get for this one?
x to the 4 minus 2x squared minus 3.
Does FOIL always work? Did Mr. Fidel lie to me? 2x squared, thank you. Did Mr. Fidel lie to me? Does FOIL always work? Is there any situation when I am multiplying things where FOIL wouldn't work? Yeah, there would be. Let's see if we can figure out. When I'm multiplying things. Fractions FOIL might still work. When they're not binomials. And I'm going to show you a quick little method. X squared plus 2x minus 1 times x squared minus 3x plus 6. All right. Now, there you could start off, and in theory, FOIL makes sure that you multiply the x squared by everything here and the 1 by everything here. You distribute it through. That's really how you learned to multiply. You started by multiplying x squared plus 1 by the x squared, and then x squared plus 1 by the negative 3, and then they played around with it and showed you the little cute little FOIL thing that came out of it. So theoretically, I have to multiply the x squared, the 2x, and the 1 by all three terms. How many things will I be multiplying together? How many terms will I get before I collect? Yeah, I'm going to get 9 terms. If you think about it, 3 terms times each of 3 terms, that's going to be 9 terms. Now, often you do it horizontally, and the problem gets very, very long. Has anyone ever seen vertical multiplying when it comes to polynomials? Anyone ever seen this? Oh, I love this, because boy, it's going to look really familiar to you. If you're going to take the number 213 and multiply it by 75, we're used to doing that, what would be the first thing you would do? On the problem on the right.
Multiply by 5.
You multiply 5 by the 3, the 1, and the 2, right? All the way across the top? Okay. Let's use the same process. Let's start by multiplying the 6 by everything in the top. 6 times negative 1? 6 times 2x? 12x. And 6 times x squared? Anything that's negative gets a negative in front of it. Then once you multiply the 5 by everything, what do you do next? You put a 0 as a placeholder, and then you multiply by 7. 0 as a placeholder, then multiply by 7. Well, let's think about this. Put 0 as a placeholder. Let's multiply by the next term over. What's negative 3x times negative 1? Negative 3x times negative 2x. Squared. And negative 3x times an x squared? Negative 3x cubed. Now, thinking about our process, if we've got one more thing to multiply by, what might it be nice to do? Well, first, put in 2 zeros and start multiplying everything by x squared. That gives you a negative x squared, a positive 2x cubed, and a positive x to the 4th. Is my way better? No. Is it different? Yes. And the one thing that happens when you do this horizontally is I see people lose track and not multiply everything. It happens all the time. But if you're doing vertical multiplication, because you guys are very good at this multiplication, this is going to be easy, and then you're collecting straight down. If you multiply this horizontally, let me just show you what it looks like and show you why you can have problems. X to the 4th minus 3. Oh, I made a mistake already. Ooh, look at that. I already made a mistake. And if you never make mistakes and are perfect, congratulations. You are unusual. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And then now you have to kind of figure out, okay, which ones match, and find the ones that match and cross them out and make sure you count for them, and God forbid you make a mistake writing an exponent. Whereas vertically, the like terms all line up for you. Right here, I get now the negative 6. This was a positive 3x. I forgot to write that. That's now a 15x. This is now a negative x squared. This is a negative x cubed, and that's an x to the fourth. Vertically, I have some room to do the problem, and the like terms line up. Not the only way, but a great way. Okay. Add, subtract, multiply. We're not going to do division yet. We're going to do division later. Okay, since class is almost over, I'm actually going to stop here and give you a problem to start with for tonight, along with the homework. Start that problem, actually, because you don't have your books with you.
Oh my God.